Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning. Welcome to hour number two of Ask an Attorney All About Florida Law Today. I'm Attorney Joe Pippin, practicing attorney. The law office is open. It's 8:07 on an early Sunday morning on July 18th, 2021, and I'm doing a live show. I'm Attorney Joe Pippin, practicing attorney. If you have a legal question, it can be just about any area of law. You have a toll-free number, 1-800-969-9352. That's 1-800-969-9352. Phone lines are open. Hey, your question can be just about anything. It can be about wills, trust, probate, guardianship, power of attorneys, healthcare surrogates. It can be about living wills, family law, real estate law, traffic law. It can be just about any area of law you have a question. Had a few questions this morning where I'm going to give a referral out. So if there's some area of law that I don't know or don't practice, or someone could give you a better answer, I just refer that out. But I'm glad to try to help you anyway and try to get you pointed in the right direction. So again, I'm Attorney Joe Pippin. Ask an Attorney All About Florida Law is the name of the show. It's the longest running show, possibly with the same host, same format, maybe in the nation. I don't know of any other shows that have been in existence and running every week for 37 years with the same host, same format. But that's what I've been doing. Love doing what I do. Love practicing law. Love helping as many people as I can. If you have a legal question, you have a toll-free number, 1-800-969-9352. Let's go to our first caller, Dean in Wesley Chapel.
Good morning, Joe. This is Dean in Wesley Chapel. I got a question. I think it was alluded to in your previous segment. You hear these ads about people having, or I guess crooks basically, taking out quitclaim deeds on people's properties and taking over their properties to the surprise of the homeowners. Is it necessary for homeowners to get that special home title theft insurance that you hear advertised on the radio and TV?
Well, we're all subject to people committing crimes against us, and there's no real way to stop that. You could go online yourself every day. I mean, what these services provide is just a check with somebody checking your online status, you know, which you could do yourself. You could go to the county property appraiser section and check to make sure your deed is just in your name and hasn't been transferred. Some counties offer the services now themselves, and some people pay to have the service done for them, where you are instantly notified of any activity on your deed. So it's really kind of a personal choice. You could do it yourself. Some counties offer free services, and or you could buy to have services. It's a crime. You know, somebody has to commit a crime to do a deed, have it forge a signature, have it, you know, have witnesses and a notary all involved in this crime, because a notary has to have ID before they can notarize papers. So it is a crime. I've never had a client that has experienced a loss. I'm sure it goes on to some degree. I've never had, we have a large client base and never had a client who's come to us with this problem. So really it's just a choice you have to make on whether you want to do it yourself or see if your county has the service or pay for the service, or do nothing.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm done.
No, I was just going to say, so in other words, there would be numerous parties involved in this crime then, notaries, people witnessing signatures, and I would assume, would there an attorney be involved, or maybe not?
No, probably not.
Okay.
Well, you know, I don't know how many. I guess one person could forge Your signature, forged two witnesses' signatures, just make it look a little different. Have a notary stamp that's fake. I mean, well, I guess one person could do it all. But you know, usually there were. It seems to me there'd be a couple of people involved in it.
One last question related to this. What about owner's title policy? Is that meaningless in this situation?
Yeah, basically a homeowner's title policy is just something you get when you purchase it that says it's free and clear of any liens. You got one when you purchased it, it's really not much good the day after you buy the house because then it'll be subject to your own liens. It just protects you from prior liens that are undetected.
Of course. Okay, I kind of figured that. I just wanted to double check. Okay, all right. So I guess it's a matter of checking. You don't have a list of the counties that automatically have this service in the Tampa area? Or
no, I don't have the list memorized, but it seems to me Hillsborough County is. We just call the clerk of the court in Hillsborough County.
And I'm in Pasco, actually.
Or Pasco. Call the clerk of the court there.
Okay.
And ask them if there's a service they provide to notify you if there's any activity on your deed, and you probably should get a quick answer.
Okay,
and then
great.
If they do, they'll direct you to how to do it.
But that would only be if that crime has already been committed. In other words, they couldn't stop it while it was being initiated by the crook, right?
No, I think most of these county services and even the services you buy give you, you know, an instant notification if there's activity on your deed.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll call the clerk at Pasco County and see what their policy is then.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Ask an Attorney All About Florida Law. I'm Attorney Joe Pippin, practicing attorney. The law office is open for your question this morning. You're listening to a live show this July 18th. You have a legal question, you have a toll-free number, 800-969-9352. That's 800-969-9352. Regarding that question, the people with the highest risk of something happening to you are the people who have paid off houses. Because what these crooks are looking for is equity in your house. So if they fraudulently, illegally committed a crime of transferring your property to their name, then they go try to get money, the equity portion. They'll take a loan out for that amount, and then they disappear with that money. And you not owning the home, basically, through a criminal act. All right. Phone lines are open again. If you have a legal question, it can be about wills, trust, probate, guardianship, power of attorneys, healthcare surrogates, any area of law you have a question, be glad to try to help. You have a toll-free number, which is 800-969-9352. That's 1-800-969-9352. This morning we had an interesting little segment with John Frazier, our Medicaid VA attorney, talking about some of the ways you can protect money, maybe prepay for your funeral costs, which is a non-countable asset. Your homestead's a non-countable asset. Your car you can have a car, and sometimes John was explaining a car can be bought. Even if you're in a nursing home, you can maybe buy a car for somebody to take you to your doctor's appointments and places like that. Sometimes the car is a little bit expensive. Sometimes you have special wheelchair ramps and ways to carry things like that, and cars, a non-countable asset. Prepaying funeral is one of the examples that he gave. A lot of good information there on if you ever had a way to qualify for VA or Medicaid benefits. So that was, if you missed that segment this morning, we could probably send you a copy of it. of that conversation. I'd be glad to do that. If you want to contact me at Joe, J-O-E, at attypip.com. Phone lines are open right now. If you want to call the show and ask the legal question, can be something you're concerned about during the night, something you worry about, something that's happening, some relationship at work or on the job or with your next door neighbor, 1-800 is the toll-free number. 1-800-969-9352. That's 1-800-969-9352. One of my clients this week that I met with had a trust for me to review, and the trust document was signed by her in this case and notarized. It was not witnessed. So the question, and she had a piece of Florida real estate in her new home in Florida, was one of the things I was supposed to do is to review the trust and transfer a deed to the trust to avoid probate. Well, the document done in California, I believe, it was one of the community property states, California was signed by her and notarized but not witnessed. So that made it impossible for me to do a deed.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus
to that trust without amending the trust. So basically what we had to do, the deed and trust have to be executed, witnessed and notarized in the same fashion. So basically I had to do a restatement of trust and get the property, restate the trust before I could do the deed of the property to the trust to avoid probate. So if you're in Florida from another state, you really should have your documents reviewed to make sure they're going to work okay in Florida. Our office doesn't charge anything for a review meeting to discuss your options and to review documents and suggest whatever tweaks or changes might make it work better in Florida. Our toll-free office number is 1-800-226-3529. If you want to call the show, we have open lines right now at 800-969-9352. That's 1-800-969-9352 to call the show. Let's go to John in Tarpon Springs.
Hello.
Hey, John.
Hey. I'm associated with a condo association. And we have tried to establish a policy when people buy into the community that they can't turn into an income property. So they have to actually live there for the first couple of years or choose not to. But we have some folks that are part of our community that are reluctant to do so for fear of their passing and what happens to their beneficiaries of their estate should they have this property all of a sudden go into a situation where it can't be rented out for the first couple of years. So I'm trying to figure out what can I pass on to these other folks who live in our community to help ease their minds in terms of the ability to protect themselves, you know, so that their family, if they inherit a property, they're not stuck into this situation of not being able to rent a property out for 2 years.
Well, a family that inherits property has the right to sell the property. So it's
correct.
Not like they have to receive it and live there.
I agree.
So if they were to receive it, though, if they were elect to receive it and take it, then it seems like to me they could be bound by the rules that you have. If you can pass the rules, you know, legally pass all the rules with majority vote or whatever it takes to change rules. If they become an owner, because they chose to take the property, then they should be subject to the rules, I would think. If a person dies and it's in their estate and it's sold, then just the new owner would be subject to the rules.
Right. So I guess my question is then, is there any vehicles that can these folks can utilize to put a property in a trust or put their family member on a deed or something like that that kind of creates more of a seamless transition for ownership that may...
Yeah, most all of my, most all of my clients create a trust. I mean, a high percentage of my clients create trust to avoid probate. So instead of, you know, a person living there, dying and transferring, and their will says 3 equal shares to my 3 children or whatever, if it, that could probate could take 6 months to a year or longer. If it's in a trust, it could be almost immediate, where the successor trustee could sell the property or transfer the property with without probate.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you. Let's go to Bob in Clearwater. Hey, Bob.
Hello, Bob. Hello. Hi, Mr. Pippin. How are you?
You can call me Joe. I'm doing great.
Thanks,
Joe. What can I do for you?
My fault. I had called you before, but I failed to follow up, and I would like to try one more time, please.
Okay.
So, I was in a car accident March 5th, 2019, and I was rear-ended by a big Ford F-350 at about 45 miles an hour, and it totaled my car. And so I teach golf, and a friend of mine, or a student of mine, and a friend of mine, I thought, recommended me to a law firm in Orlando, and they never went after the people that hit me. They only... from my perspective, went after the low-hanging fruit, which was my insurance company. And, you know, I feel like I just haven't been able to get anybody else to go after the people that actually caused the accident. So,
well, if you want to contact me, I'll give you another attorney to maybe look at the case for you.
Okay, well, how can I do that best?
You can send me an email. Send me an email with your phone number, and I'll pass it on to this person, and we'll go from there.
All right, thank you. May I have your email one more time?
It's Joe, J-O-E, at attypip.com. Joe at attypip.com.
Thanks. Thanks, Joe.
All right.
I will send
you
an email. Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Jerry in Bradenton.
Good morning, Joe.
Hey.
We have a homestead property, but it's been deeded under a ladybird deed, so we have a life estate
yes, sir.
With our child. You know, we've got a problem with a contractor. We're trying to put in a small fence, and we signed a contract. The contract at the top says it's a corporation, the fence company is. They have failed to complete the project. They won't show up. They did part of it, very little of it, and so I put them on notice unless they finished it by a certain date that we were going to, in effect, terminate the contract. They failed to do that. So now the individual that we hired, the company that we hired, is saying that we gave them a third down, by the way. They're saying that we owe them some more money for the materials that they delivered to the job site. But this has just been a nightmare.
Did you use the materials?
I looked them up after. Pardon me?
Did you use the materials?
I'm sorry.
Did you use the materials they say they delivered?
Yes, they installed part of the materials. Yes, that's correct. What I did was, by the way, they threatened me this past week with, you know, putting a lien on our property. So they wanted an additional amount of money. So I asked them to provide me with the invoices for those materials, which to this point they have failed to do. I'm assuming that the fact that we have a ladybird deed makes no difference in regard to any of this. I'm thinking the best thing to do is, if they'll provide me with these invoices, just go ahead and pay them in the additional amount and make it go away. What's your thought?
Well, either pay them or send them a letter telling them why you're not going to pay them, and if they put a lien on it, you can contest it. And I think if you contest it within a certain time period, or if you contest it, they have a certain time period that they have to file a lawsuit to pursue it.
It's so not very much it, money.
Either pay it or tell them why you're not going to pay it. And if they put a lien on it, you could contest it. And during that time of contesting it, you could negotiate a further payment, or, you know, what the payment would be.
Okay, if I decide I'm going to make the payment, how can I protect myself for them to come back and say that we owe them more money? In fact, you know, maybe even the full amount of the contract.
Well, tell them to send them a letter telling them you need a letter from them. If you send the payment of such and such dollars, they will consider it paid in full and hold you harmless against any other payments.
Okay, that sounds good. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Joe.
All right, thank you. All right, you're listening. You're asking an attorney all about Florida law. If you have a legal question, you have a toll-free number to call the show, which is 800-969-9352. That's 1-800-969-9352. Be glad to answer your question. It can be just about any area of law. And your call helps a lot of other people. You know, you maybe get satisfied with an answer or a direction to go in, another thought, but you're also helping other people who are in a similar circumstance. So again, if you have a legal question, you have a toll-free number, 1-800-969-9352. I'll be more than glad to help you. If you'd like to check out our website and learn more about the firm, it's just www.ATTY, abbreviation for attorney, ATTY PIP.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.com.
If you'd like to call our toll-free office number for an appointment, either in-person appointment or a telephone appointment, 1-800 is the number. 1-800. This is the office now. 1-800-226-3529. Stay tuned for more of Ask an Attorney All About Florida Law. We'll be right back after a short break. Good morning. Welcome to Ask an Attorney All About Florida Law. If you have a legal question, I'm Attorney Joe Pippin, practicing attorney, here to help you in any way I possibly can. You have a toll-free number. Any type of question I'll tackle if I can. If I don't have an answer, we have referral sources and other ways to get you answers. 1-800 is the toll-free number. 1-800-969-9352. That's 1-800-969-9352. Let's go to Deborah calling from Hillsborough County.
Hi, good morning. My name is Deborah, and I am in Riverview in Hillsborough County. And I'm calling on behalf of like my neighbor and myself. I mean, it's just a bunch of us are kind of upset that there is a retention pond in our community that our HOA refuses to address. The situation is we have several retention ponds, okay, and this is the only one that's like completely drained, and it has lots of greenery and trees actually growing in there, and it's causing an explosion of mosquitoes in the area. And I think what happened was some kids were playing and they broke the dam, and so we reached out to our HOA, and they pretty much said they put enough money in it and they refused to address it and get it fixed. So what can we do to, like, really be taken seriously? I wasn't sure if we needed to get council members involved or, you know, like, city representatives, because honestly, I don't understand how who's responsible for the retention ponds in the Hillsborough County, and like where to go to get this addressed, because like I said, this is the only one that's like really, really bad.
Yeah, well, a couple of thoughts. You should probably get the council members involved, either the city or the county council. They have mosquito control. Some of those departments within the county or city should have some control of mosquitoes and things harmful to the community involved. So you could look to see which of those agencies might be able to help you. As far as what you can get the HOA to do, you're probably going to need an HOA attorney to look into the matter and see how far they can push to make something happen as far as that goes. You know, if they're not going to have a pond and it's dried up and so forth, maybe you can do some type of landfill. Unless the pond is necessary, you know, from the county or the building code. I don't know. So you need to, and there's just so many answers there. You get to city council, county councilman, HOA attorney. It sounds like you've done, the answer is generally is when you've done everything you can do yourself and you don't have a good result, then you need an advocate to help you. So that would generally be the government council, city or county, and your HOA attorney.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, I think there's only like one person that kind of handles the stuff from the HOA. And like I said, looks like some kids were playing in it. And they broke it, and so now all the water's being drained into another retention pond, and this one's being completely depleted, and all the wildlife is leaving, and it's really sad to see this beautiful area just become almost like a weeded, an unkept area. And
well, I think you're definitely going to need legal counsel to help to force the issue. You know, to get that fixed if you can.
Is petitioning, would that draw some interest there too? Like going door to door and petition people to get on board? Or, I mean, I don't know.
Well, I think that would help the cause if you have an attorney involved, and the attorney might even suggest that. You know, get a group of people and their signatures to want something done about it, that it's unacceptable, basically.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much for your help.
All right, Deborah. Well, I wish you well. Hope it works out for you.
Okay.
All right. Phone lines are open at 1-800-969-9352. Let's go to Christine in St. Petersburg.
Hello. Good morning, Joe. This is Christine.
Good morning. Yes.
I'm calling about a condominium association. It's a 7-unit condo. It's been the same owners for about 30 years. And so now everybody's kind of gotten along and been able to handle things outside of any formality. Ergo, I've been a board member before, not in this area, but at any rate, there should be notices for annual meetings. There should be annual meetings and annual budget meetings and things like that. That's not forthcoming. And there's been some bickering, and now there's going to be some problems. So how can I get, they don't do the minute, they don't do the meetings right. They don't keep minutes, anything like that. How can I can I ask them for that stuff? And how would I go about doing it? How would I get them to comply if they don't want to?
Well, you can maybe start by writing a demand letter to come inspect the records. If they deny that, then have an attorney write a letter on your behalf.
Okay.
I mean, they might not have to copy things and give them to you, but there should be a right to come in and inspect the records.
Right.
I mean, do they have escrow funds? Yeah. Well, then you write an attorney. you know, we have an attorney write a letter demanding it, and then if they don't provide it, then you go to court to make them provide it, and if they don't have it, then they do have some issues to deal with.
Well, they do. Okay. And is there, how would I go up there? It's not handicap compliant, and there's an issue with the parking. So then we need to, and do they have to have a parking spot?
I would think so. I mean, that's a whole different issue, really, but that could be thrown in mm-hmm. with everything else. There have been
but
many
how would
lawsuits
I tell on
them
for that? Who makes them comply with the ADA?
Well, probably a lawsuit. I mean, right. For a while there in Pinellas County, there were people going around checking parking lots and handicap signs and entrance ways and just filing lawsuits. I mean, they would go into a building for whatever offices it was, and then they would create a lawsuit to try to correct all these things. So that there's definitely ways in the court for people to get fines and orders to fix things and so forth, but you're probably going to need an attorney to orchestrate all that for you.
I would think so. So I'd need a referral for that.
All right. If you want to email me, I'll try to come up with one for you.
Okay. That's fantastic. I can do that. I have your email address.
All right. All right.
Okay,
well, good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Oh, I have one more quick question about property title.
Okay.
So my mom and I just bought a condo. She just bought a condo and I live in it. Basically at last minute at the closing, they said, how would you like it titled? And so we did joint with Writer Survivorship. But yet she has a trust, and I also have a trust. So can we need to change the deed.
Well, y'all can change the deed. Y'all both can do a deed of one half interest to each trust if you want, and both sign the deed.
Right. Okay,
it is, if it's going to be primarily your homestead, though, right?
It is, yeah.
So there's several choices. I mean, you could have a deed with 100% right to live there with the remainder of upon your death, half of it going to her trust. I mean, there's some options we could talk about.
I mean, I'm pretty sure she'll just leave the condo to me. So I think we should title it in her trust, maybe.
Well, but it's your homestead, so.
So
we have to get through the homestead issue first, I think, and then work our way around that. There'll be several options. I'll be glad to, you know, talk about that if you want to come in one day.
Okay, right. Fantastic. I've been to your office once. Thank you. Have a wonderful
All right.
day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. Phone lines are open at 1-800-969-9352. Let's go to Larry in Thonisassa.
Yes, good morning. How you doing this morning, Joseph?
I'm doing great, and you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, I have like two questions. Where would I go to find out what's on my criminal record? And if I have a domestic misdemeanor domestic violence, could I get that expunged so I could get a weapon?
All right, so I have the perfect contact for you. He's a former state attorney. He's got his private practice now. He's been on the show several times. You could probably call him, and he could probably look up your record while you're talking to you. And then he could tell you whether we've done many shows on expunging and sealing records in the past. And he could look at your record and let you know if he can do that for you. Expunging, he'd asked a bunch of questions about other possibilities of things that might be on your record and to make a determination of whether they can be expunged or not. So if you want to email me, you're the second person today I'm kind of sending to him, but that's his expertise.
Oh. Okay. Can you just tell me his number?
You can email me and ask me to forward it to him for a response. So my email address is Joe, J-O-E, at attypip.com.
P-I-P?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you. You're listening to Ask an Attorney All About Florida Law. I'm Attorney Joe Pippin. If you have a legal question, you have a toll-free number, 1-800-969-9352. We have some open lines right now, 1-800-969-9352. Let's go to Joe in Clearwater.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you.
I'm doing great.
Late 2019, I won a lawsuit against the lady. She was a friend. I loaned her money. I won a lawsuit for approximately $15,000. She won't respond to any of the, affidavits that we send, for financial reasons, for her financials and what have you. I'm trying to figure out how to collect. I know she got money back from a estate. One of her aunts died, and she got quite a bit of money. But I filed I did a lien on or however that's called to get the for her bank account, but she had taken all her money out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do.
All right. Well, often getting the judgment is the easy part, and collecting on the judgment is the more difficult part. So basically what has to be done probably is to subpoena her for what's called a subpoena in aid of execution. So during the subpoena, she would be required to show up with a list of her assets, bank account numbers, expensive jewelry she owns. And if she fails to show up, if she's subpoenaed properly, then she could be in contempt of court. So the way to deal with that is to probably get an attorney. You probably don't want to get an attorney, but to do a deposition in aid of execution. And if it's all done right, sometimes this will scare a person into going ahead and paying you off or working out a payment plan, because they don't want to come in, disclose all of their assets on the subpoena that's required. She'd have to bring in car title, list of bank accounts, jewelry, itemized jewelry. You put the pressure on by serving her a subpoena to bring this list of assets in.
The law company was the Suncoast, something down there in St. Pete. I guess they're in Manatee also. They helped me do it, but now that we got to the part where we try to collect, they basically said there's nothing else they can do. So
you need to find an attorney that will do the subpoena in aid of execution, or subpoena deposition in aid of execution. Have to find an attorney to do that for you now.
Would you be able to do that?
No, I don't have it. I might be able to give you a referral. That's not within the scope of the practice that we have. But if you want to send me an email, I'll try to find a referral for you.
Okay, I'll do that. Sure.
All right.
All right.
All right, Joe.
Thank you for your help.
All right, bye-bye. Let's go to Jim in Riverview.
Yes. You there?
Yes.
Okay. This is my first time even calling and asking such a thing, but my wife and I, or my wife actually experienced what I thought was a heart attack going on back in December 8th of 2020, and we took her to one of those 24/7 emergency ERs because the hospital was a little bit further away. And it was actually a satellite ER for Brandon Regional Hospital. And when we were there, everything was fine with her being in there. She was wearing a face shield over her facial area because she couldn't wear a mask because she was also dealing with extreme facial pain. And she couldn't wear a mask because of that. And she was being treated for that, or being trying to be treated for it at the time. And they were okay with that, which I thought they should be anyway, because it was almost like a hospital. But anyways, they were getting ready to do an MRI on her, and then they had a shift change. And the new head nurse, which was a guy, came in and said, whoa, where's your mask? And she said, I can't wear a mask. I can only wear the face shield because I have extreme facial pain. And he said, no. He said, He said, no mask. He said, no service. He said, you need to leave if you can't wear a mask. And so we might be having a heart attack here or something. We don't know. And he said, it doesn't matter. He said, if you can't wear a mask, you can't stay. And so he literally actually kicked us out of the ER because of that. And my wife was so upset and paranoid, she refused to let me take her anywhere else. And I didn't know what to do, so I stayed up with her all night, monitoring her, make sure everything was okay. And thank God the pest change finally subsided. But that doesn't mean she still didn't have some kind of a heart attack. And I've been wanting to do something about this for some time. And because of my wife's health, because she's just now gotten where she can some get around, because she's got really bad health. And I just don't know what to do, if there's anything I can do to sue them for what they did and all the everything they put us through that night.
Well, did that night result in any further complications or health issues?
No, but other than me have to stay up with her for about 4 or 5 yeah. hours, monitor her, make sure she's okay.
Trauma.
But the trauma it caused on her has now made her...
Unless there was a consequence to their actions, there's probably not going to be worthwhile doing a lawsuit. You know, that's just my thought. You can't sue them for their behavior. You could report it to the medical board. Kind of put a black mark on their records. The state health agency, I'm not sure the exact name of the group, but they're all regulated with, and things like that should be reported, but I don't think it'd be beneficial to file a lawsuit. I think you'd spin wheels on that one and maybe spend money and not even recoup that.
Okay. Yeah, I just...
I would also talk to the hospital. Well, you could start by making complaining to the hospital administrator.
I actually did that, and the hospital administrator called us back and said they've actually had a meeting because of that, and they've changed their policy to where service will be given to anybody, whether they wear face masks or not.
Right.
And I said, well, that's great.
You do, you do the hospital administrator, and then you can make a report to the medical board. But I don't think a lawsuit would be beneficial.
Tried medical board.
Okay, yeah, we tried the medical board and report to them, but they didn't do anything.
So a lawsuit's not going to be beneficial is my answer. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, all right, thank you.
All right, thanks. All right, let's go to Bill in St. Pete.
Hi.
Bill, we have a minute, so I'm sorry. You have to make it quick. Yeah, we have a minute, so I'm sorry.
Okay.
I have to make it quick.
All right, real quick. I was on Pinellas Bayway about a month ago, driving out there, and there's quite a bit of construction going on. I came up on something that looked like a toll booth, but there was no sign saying that that there was a fee and no basket to put money into. It was just a sign that said, don't stop. So I drove on through, and here about a month later, I got a bill from this FDOT Expressway MDX for $3.50.
Yes,
a dollar
you need to
for
pay
the
that. Yeah, you need to,
toll and $2.50 for the paperwork. So
yeah, you need to pay it.
I mean, it's totally unfair.
No, they have a right. I mean, they bill by license plate, so you should pay that. I mean, they're treating everybody the same. They're not treating you uniquely, so that's a toll.
Yeah, there was no sign saying a toll was due or anything, and no basket to put money into.
They toll by license plate. So either have the SunPass, which automatically records it, or they send you a bill. Hey, Bill, I've got to go, but that's the answer. You need to pay that. There's nothing illegal about it, so it's a valid toll. All right, thank you for listening to Ask an Attorney All About Florida Law. We're on every Sunday at 6 o'clock for additional shows. Also, 8 o'clock, currently doing 8 o'clock as well. I hope you have a great, great Sunday, and be safe. Be back next week.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.